Tough Day is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Week one in the NFL opens up tonight with the Eagles hosting the Cowboys. Kickoff is at 8:20. The Dolphins will open up on Sunday on the road in Indianapolis. And of the Marlins, who were swept by the Nationals, falling 10-5. Miami will get a day off today before heading home to host the Phillies for a three-game series beginning tomorrow. Joe, go ahead and toss it back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. As well, we're all set. Mike McDaniel joining us, and Katie, if you're out there, your husband kind of put me in an awkward situation. Ask her, how often do I see her? Thank God I'm 100 years old. That was kind of weird. She's a great lady, though. I'm a big fan of Katie. I like Katie. You know, she's up next to my hometown, Northern California. They have to drive through my town to get to their town. Anyway, got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. We got some college football, and Kim Bocamper will be in as well. But Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider, will join us, and we'll talk to Tom Murph a little bit about everything going on, man, around the college football, and a start for the University of Miami. Great start for Florida State. They got to be jacked up in Tallahassee. And then on top of that, we got South Florida going up to play in Gainesville this weekend. Big favorites of Florida. Big, big favorite.
That's okay.
It's okay. You know, you hung around, South Florida hung around with Miami last year, right? Ran a couple of trick plays. They were hanging around, took the lead there for a second before
till they got Cam Ward or whatever.
They go, all right. Now we're taking our passing game to a new level. I want to play this for everybody that we were having a decision on not, but he was aware of the Tyreek Hill stuff, and as you heard, he said I didn't need to talk to him. We've been with him, and we knew it wasn't
going
to be a deal.
That was interesting, by the way. Were you surprised to hear that? Because I would have thought this captain thing was a kind of a big deal to Tyreek.
Well, because everybody in the world made a big deal out of it. One of the top stories on ESPN was up to two or three on their top trending stories, and everybody was talking to everybody, and then you turn on the NFL shows and go, hey, how's Tyreek going to take this? And then other podcast athletes are going, hey, man, that dude's the best player on the team. Man, you know, a lot of guys like him. The Diva Club outside of the NFL, they love him and everything. By the way, if you missed it, I want to play Tyreek Hill from yesterday. It was great. It was great. And Mike said he wasn't surprised I was going to play it for him. I figured my guys thought he'd probably already heard it, didn't need to hear it again. But here's Tyreek Hill. About not being a captain and going forward.
Here's the not being a captain, how do you take that?
Well, at the end of the day, I feel like it's about the team, and I don't need a title to be able to lead. I'm going to continue to push the standard, you know, what coach and these guys are pushing in the locker room. And I've always been a guy that led by example. So captain thing is great, but like I say, I'm going to continue to do the small things, man, which is work hard, show up each and every day, and bust my tail for this team and try to win games.
There you have it. Man, that's just bang. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Well, no, he needs the football. Yes, he needs the football. And just because all those comments, and he's going to be all in all year, but he also knows you don't keep getting paid a lot of money with 3 and 4 catches for 30 and 40 yards like last year. Yes, he knows that. Mike knows that. Frank knows that. The whole coaching staff knows that. Bevel, Slowick, his receiver coach, everybody knows. And by the way, he should. He should get a lot of targets. He is the number one guy. Tyreek Hill, no surprise, is the number one guy. And if you were to go through priority of everything, the guy's always worked hard at practice and stuff. That's never – when he's there, he's all in. Now, this is the first time we've seen him with two injuries, right? The oblique now and the problems he had with his wrist surgery and missing all off season, you know, from – not that he couldn't still work out with his legs and stuff, but Yeah, he one thing, number one thing that he didn't say that I'm saying on his behalf, and so are you, because you're thinking the same thing. Number one receivers want to get treated like a number one, and they want targets. And they want targets not only, you know, on screens. They want targets down the field, deep crossing routes. Tyreek knows what he did in 22 and 23. Jalen Waddle, same thing. They're going to want some of that back. The way they're going to get that back, I think everybody's kind of figured out. A better running game, keep everybody honest. We're a couple of guys playing deep out there in deep land, or one guy in deep land, or three guys deep. Get them to come back up and join the game a little bit, and have more of a threat of a running game than last year. And the other part that Mike will never say is probably he's got a really good starting five on the offensive line right now. Got some young guys that are going to get better, make a few mistakes, but they're going to we should not be worried about Patrick Paul. We should not be worried about him at all. And Savia Naia is going to be really good too. And he's got a ways to go. He's not there, but he's going to be really good. Starting with that big body and his mental makeup, he's going to be okay. So got to be able to run the ball, and we got to obviously you can run it a little bit, get some people to come up and join the box party a little bit there, and then you can do some of that stuff. But even if not, and everybody's going to do what they did last year, and you can't run the ball as well, you still got to find a way to get Tyreek and Jalen the ball. Everybody, this is nothing new, but I'm not paying them, what, 28 on one side and $30 million on the other to be, you know, just running around there. And, hey, man, you here? I was listening to Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator, and I talked to him here about a month ago. When he starts talking about that team, he knows two guys that can change the game real quickly, and that is Tyreek and Waddle with explosive plays. Those 30, 40, 50-yard plays, just they're game changers. They're game changers. And last year, I think we had – I might be wrong. I think Waddle and Tyreek Hill had their longest play from scrimmage in the opener against Jacksonville. I'm pretty sure they both had their longest play of the season. And we still have a lot of games left, so obviously that's not a good number. But, yeah, we get the running game going. So I couldn't get Coach to answer the question, but Ollie Gordon's going to get some carries. I think Achan's coming back from this thing. They say he's 100%, and yes, he's going to want to play. But it's a long season, as Coach says. It's a long season. It's about getting through the season. And I think the guy that's kind of turned into my favorite, and maybe yours too, is this Ollie Gordon II, seeing what he can do. First of all, he's 225, 230 pounds. Let's start with that. He's a big, strong running cat, and just a perfect complement for all the things Achan does inside and outside in the passing game. And Achan, I'm guessing, will be the running back, and he should be after what he did last year. Really turned into a good pass-receiving running back. That's should be a nice compliment. Those two should be able to complement each other. And, of course, he'll bring another guy up from practice squad. From the practice squad, we'll have another running back come up. Our kicker, Riley Patterson, will come up from the practice squad. He'll be elevated. And so there will be a few guys coming up for sure. So anyway, that's a big one. And I didn't expect Coach to give me the game plan for Sunday. No, I didn't expect that. But I am like you. So what, point and a half difference in this game?
Yeah, it's a pick 'em game.
It's a pick 'em game, yeah. Exactly.
It's gone back and forth. I got to think money's been coming on the Dolphins, though. Like, I don't know. I see them going up there and playing a really good game. Don't you?
I do.
I know.
I see this.
Our picks officially tomorrow, I guess.
I see this. And I got to tell you, I was looking, and our front seven, they're going against one of the best running backs and a good offensive line. But The difference for me, I look at the Colts defense. They got to get after that defense. This needs to be, you get your confidence, everybody in game one, everybody's back for the first time. You know, part of Mike's job is make sure through sports science and is listening to his doctors and making sure, even if you got a little rust for this opener, but you're ready to go. You want your best players ready to go. And that's what we have. Achane has not played a lot of football. Tyreek has not played. Austin Jackson's coming back. Darren Waller, I don't know if they're going to play him this week yet.
But this game, to me, is where coaching really comes into play, right? Indy doesn't know what's coming at him, right? They can watch old film of the Dolphins and hope, but you've had how many months to come up with some kind of fresh game plan here?
Yes, I agree.
So they don't know what's coming at them. You got Daniel Jones on the other side. I don't see how the Dolphins don't win this game. But
the only thing that could really hurt this Dolphins team is somehow, and I don't see it, and I could be wrong, I don't see the Colts running all over the Dolphins front seven.
But even if they do,
that changes things.
Should be able to
things.
Outscore these guys.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, Woody, if they end up running and they can control and they keep their run game going. I'm saying it shouldn't happen, but if they do.
They're going to score some points. But, the Dolphins should have some sort of game plan together where they can get those two receivers really involved. I expect big games from those guys.
I'm curious to see.
They've heard the noise. Tua's heard the noise. Tua's ranked down at the bottom on everyone's little power ranking.
I don't think he's worried about that. I think he's worried about winning games, though. They're not going around looking at
and
where they're ranked.
He's playing for his
everything.
Job, too, by the way. You don't think he realizes that?
I tell you what.
He knows if everyone gets canned that he's probably done.
Mike and Tua are tied together for life after Mike got him turned around. They are tied together for a certain style of offense that they run for that is built for Tua. And we're finding out it's not necessarily made for other quarterbacks. Anticipation throws are not for every guy like it is for Tua. But Woody, I'm just telling you, that only thing is if they come out of this and we find out they end up running the ball well and Jonathan Taylor is running all over them, which I don't think is going to happen with all the big guys we have, that'd be a big surprise to me. But
it'd be such a gut punch to lose this game.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
With the games that are coming up, it just gets tougher.
By the way, you're confident.
I don't know that you're going to play a worse team than this, Joe.
You what?
I don't know that you're going to play a worse team than the Colts the whole way.
You serious about that? Because I can go through that. Because that I can't believe you said
I
that.
I think the Colts are going to be really bad.
Okay.
I think they'll be really right. bad.
That's where you're going. Okay. Hey, listen, we got to go to break.
One of the worst teams in football?
I don't think they're going to be one of the best teams, but I think they're going to be in the middle of the pack.
Oh, really? Okay.
But I know Daniel
I'm
Jones.
I'm just not big on the whole.
We don't know
who our quarterback's be like a week before the
season. And the other guy, is talking about, I got a lot of things to improve on. And you're in year three where it should be in your prime. And, yeah, you're the backup. You quit last year and said you were tired and took yourself out of a game. Yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff going on there. Hey, I got to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida for just a second here, man. When it comes to where the pros go, always asked. I go enter Miami, the Heat, the Florida Panthers, Miami Dolphins. I'll use Baptist Health South Florida doctors. We all do, man. They're my doctors. They're your doctors. And if you have an injury, their sports medicine program is unbelievable. They put together a team of specialists, a big team of knee, shoulder, foot and ankle specialists, hand specialists, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles doctors. We got you covered, every part of the body. Hey, listen, when you're competitive, whether you're high school, college, or professional athlete, or just out playing tennis, probably too hard. Sooner or later, we all get injured. And when you do, it sure is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida here in our backyard. One of the top sports medicine programs in the country. They are good with three great locations. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility and 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. The next time you get injured, just remember Baptist Health, South Florida. All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody. Happy Thursday out there. Hopefully you don't have any traffic like we had on the Golden Glades yesterday that had a lot of people screaming and yelling out there, and a little bit late for work. And so hopefully everybody's back to normal today on the roads here as we continue on, man, one day closer. And now the night of National Football League starts back up, man, with Dallas Cowboys, who bring all the fans, and the Eagles, who bring the best team, the champions of last year's Super Bowl. So should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of fun to watch. And tomorrow, I expect that game, by the way, with the Chiefs and Chargers to be a close game. I do. I don't know who will win. I'm not going against Patrick Mahomes in any close games after he won like 10 of them last year. Seemed like every one of their games had some craziness at the end of the game that allowed them to win. But hey, man. Good teams find a way to win, even when they don't play their best, right? Isn't that the old saying that the good ones need? I'm with everybody else on this Dolphins game. Not everybody. But Tua versus Daniel Jones. That's one. You look at that secondary, that defense last year, I believe, was 29th in the NFL. You've got to get after it. You have to that should be a big passing game, a good all-around game, get some run game going a little bit as well. They struggle with that and feel good about yourself. Get that first win of the season, come home, get ready to play the Patriots, and off and running. Now, how do you do against the Bills? How do you do later on against the Ravens? We'll see. I know it hadn't been great for this team. But I will tell you, and I was glad to hear yesterday Kyle Krabs talking about this. Look at, man, their schedule is part of this story. Their schedule that they have is part of the story. And that schedule has a lot of games on it that you have to win. Cleveland, have to win. Saints, have to win. Panthers, have to win. Falcons, got to beat the Falcons. These are all teams, by the way, that were really bad. And the Patriots are coming to town. I know they had a lot of money. They got a lot of new guys, a lot of free agents, big-name free agents. You got to take care of the Patriots at home. We'll start with that. And then a couple weeks later, you got the Jets at home. You got to take care of that one too. But, you know, so what do you say? The Colts going to be the worst team on their schedule. And I'm like, oh.
Well, this will be definitely one of them. I think they're going to – so they're at 7.5 wins like us. And I do think they will go under that.
Okay, but you so said they're –
you put like
– No, but you started okay, with you're the worst
where you
team.
You put a 5 or 6 win team. I mean, right, give or take, they'll be one of the worst.
You have a schedule that if you play your best –
So it depends, like, how bad do you think the Jets are going to be? Like, it depends, like, you know, teams like that. Like,
I don't know. Let me ask you, how much you trust that quarterback?
Not much. Not much. I don't think the Jets are going to be great. I think they'll be, you know, it'll be tough, right? Those divisional games usually are.
No, always. That Patriots, by the way, Patriots were tough last year.
The Patriots are the big mystery, right? Because everyone thinks, the national media, I guess, thinks the Patriots are going to be, you know, like Super Bowl contenders, like
yeah,
the darlings
but
of the
all the national stuff, and you know, and
I know,
and the paper teams, and we've been the paper teams before.
Well, they all think the Dolphins are going to be one of the worst teams in football.
They do.
We have some, the Dolphins down there in like the late 20s and all those power rankings.
We have a few guys that come on this radio show that been coming on for a long time that don't think that the team's going to be very good, so and don't like the way the thing. You know, what it looks like and the things that happen with the trade before the season started. So, but now all that stuff, whether you believe, you don't believe, you think it's a 5-win team. I don't think it's a 5-win team. Yesterday, Kyle Krabs had 10 wins.
Be nice. 10. The problem, though, with 10 is, like, what is that? Does that get you in the playoffs? Maybe.
Yes.
Oh, maybe.
10 gets you a wild card.
Okay. So let's say you get the wild
9 card. 9 sometimes gets you a wild card, but not always.
So you get it. So you get into the playoffs as a wild card. You know, yes. Does that?
No, because you got to go back.
Then again, because you got to go play one of those fans that are going to be like, well, we're just, you know, this is all we are, and we're going to bring everyone back, and people get riled up with that. So
this team needs to find a way. And listen, the Buffalo Bills, they got same cast of characters back. Would they win 13, 14 games last year? We play them early in the year on a Thursday night football game. That's coming up before you know it, right? Same week.
You should be able to be the second best team in this division, hopefully. I mean, that's the goal, right?
That would be the goal. Yes. That you got to get that two spot. But anyway, hey man, there's a lot of games, and if they don't play well, and by the way, this is all with Tua in the lineup. We should start with that. This is with Tua. All this is with Tua. You have to go with Zach Wilson, who's got a lot of starts. It's just going to be a drop off, and the things you want to do with this team, it's just. Well, you see where Zach's coming from. You see where it's this thing's built. This thing is built for Tua and what Tua does best and how he gets his guys the ball. And some of the things Tua does, Zach just doesn't do. He just, those slants and throwing it as those guys are coming out of their break. He's even said it's weird for me to throw a ball and I see a safety behind my receiver. And I'm throwing right at that safety. Tua does it. Looks it off, comes back, and hits those skinny posts and slant routes and crossing routes between linebackers and corners. And so this is all with Tua for the success. All bets are off once again for me personally if we got to go to a backup quarterback. We just
– Well, it's more than all bets off. They have to go back up. It's probably going to get ugly. And then you go, I mean, big picture would be even uglier, right?
Well, we had the double ugly because our guy was bad and got injured.
Yeah.
But it's not only did he play poorly against Seattle, he got knocked out of the frigging game. What, he break his ribs?
Yeah, but to me, it's more about the big picture. Like, if he goes down again, then, you know, then you guys start looking big picture here. But someone said, wow, guys, I have no skin in the game. You guys are way off. The Dolphins have a hard time going 4-13. That comes from the 561. Another 561 says, ChatGPT says 10 wins. We're good to go.
I don't see how somebody has this team.
No, they're not gonna go
4-13. No. By the way, that's kind of what Mike Florio is saying.
The only way that happens if Tua gets hurt in the opener or something.
Now,
if they lose the opener,
what?
There's definitely a chance the wheels come off.
After one game?
Yeah, I think this is a big game. This is a big game. Because, again, I don't know how the records are going to shake out. I don't know which is going to end up being the worst team.
So they can't even play a home game. You already go, that's it.
Can we all just at least agree that the Colts are not one of the better teams on your schedule? Can we all agree on that at least? I don't know. They don't have to be the worst, but they're certainly not one of the best.
No, I agree. But that's not what you started with.
Fine.
Then take back what you said. Well, because you said they're the worst team on the schedule.
I think they're going to win 5 or 6 games, Joe.
Okay, so you went right back to it. You just don't want to say. You can't say it.
I think they're going to go under their win total.
What?
Why is that so outrageous? I think they're going to go under their win total. And anyone who thinks the Dolphins are going to go under their win total, they're at the same as the Colts. Has them as, you know.
All right.
5 or 6 wins is bad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
pretty. Thank you for telling me that.
No, you're welcome.
Thank you for the worst team in football. The Colts are. Daniel Jones is bad. Boy, that's.
Well, at least he won the job.
I don't know how much competition he had. Honestly,
First John Gruden text in the morning.
But... John Gruden, got to get John Gruden. That guy now that you bring it up, he will. You said John Gruden text coming in. We're going to get John Gruden all the time. Do me a favor. You guys just tell each other that John Gruden came in.
You don't want me to announce it?
No, you don't have to. You just do it. That's your thing. Hey, I want to tell you about a couple of guys that are pretty damn good, and I hope you don't have to go through an automobile accident. I don't wish it on anybody. I don't wish getting hurt, slip and fall. That wasn't your fault. I get it, man. Nobody wants to go through that. But when you do and you've been injured And now you go to a law firm. You have to decide on a law firm. And you go to one of those beautiful TV commercials out there. And you go, hey, that's the guy I want. That's the guy I want right there. And they go, oh, no, no, no. He's just kind of a front guy for the law firm. He'll shake your hand, but he's not going to actually handle your case. Whoa, really? Yeah, but look at all our attorneys in there. We got some really good young ones in there. Hey, listen, I don't know if that's what you want to sign up for. I thought you want to sign up for great results with Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys who are ready to take really good care of you, shake your hand, and take your case from start to finish. More than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million-dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Let's talk about compassion and communication. Gary and Harvey believe you give your number out, and while you're sitting there injured and starting to feel like a second or third stringer and that law firm you're with doesn't really care about you, I can tell you Harvey and Gary do. Yeah, you can always get a hold of them. Even on a weekend, call them. Hey, man, what's an update? I need to know what's going on. Can you tell me? We're just talking about it. Hey, no problem. Go to conanjudah.com. Read the reviews. Partners who you can always reach, always get a hold of. Made us feel like we were their only client. That's what one happy client had to say. Hey, go to 866-FAIR-FEE, go to conanjudah.com, and remember this. Don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us now?
I'm just glad to get to the headlines, man.
Bro, go ahead. Really worst team in the NFL, the Colts. Go ahead. What,
did
what
I
do
say
you have?
Worst, or did I say one of the worst?
You said the worst.
I got to backtrack. I'm going to go back to the tapes.
It doesn't matter. I just enjoy going. They're the worst team in football now.
I don't care. All they got to – they just got to win this
exactly.
game.
Exactly.
Please just win.
You didn't have
game.
To make your point by calling the Colts the worst team on their schedule. Go ahead. And what do you have for us?
Don't make us come in here on Monday to a loss. Yeah, the text machine's bad as it is. We didn't even kick things off. All right. Anyway, Joe. It was a good weekend for viewership for college football, as I'm sure you would have imagined here.
Tell me Notre Dame had to just kill it.
They did. So ABC had three audiences over 10 million viewers during the weekend. I guess you can imagine which
USF and Boise State.
Yes. On
Thursday. No, I'm playing with you. I'm playing with you. LSU and Clemson, big numbers.
Yes, that was number three. That was 10.4. You know which one was number two?
One and two. I watched one and two. Texas, Ohio State? No.
It was on Fox.
Oh, that was Fox.
We're on ABC right now.
Sorry.
We'll get
sorry,
there.
You're
we'll
right. Sorry about that. I did.
Number two, Florida State and Alabama, 10.7 million viewers.
Wow.
That, by the way, was up
69%. A lot of rednecks watch that game. Go ahead. What else?
Okay. Man, it's getting nasty here today. Miami Notre Dame, of course, was number one, 10.8 million viewers. Do you have any thoughts at the demographics on that one?
Catholics, bad Catholics. I might as well let's get everybody involved in this. By the way, they ran that friggin' show last night. I was going through the TV.
Which show is that?
So I'm watching the U.S. Open.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I flip it over. They got Catholics and convicts.
Oh, the 30 for 30?
Again, they've run it. I understand running it before. They ran it after. It must be doing really well. So they keep running it.
I'm surprised to hear you flipped off that.
And I got to tell you, man, yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah.
But there's a divide in the Catholic Church right now between Catholics down here. We got a lot of Catholics.
Uh-huh.
Not stereotyping which group of people are Catholics, but they're not happy with Notre Dame Catholics.
Okay. Well, you have your pulse on that. So
That's your just thing. One of the great devout Catholics we have in town.
Anyway, the Bill Belichick failure, that's over 6 million viewers for that one.
I'm surprised with that. What that had to be after what? The first quarter, and then everybody turned it
off.
I'm
guessing the problem was that thing probably
dipped quickly.
But in good news, Joe, for Fox, they had their big noon Saturday, as you mentioned.
What kind of number?
It was the most watched week one college football game on any network in history. 16.6.
Oh,
million viewers.
16 million watched that game. And by the way, it ended up being a good game right to the end.
Well, as funny bad as say that, because it peaked at 18.5 from 3 o'clock to 3:15 when the game was getting good. And people realized the guy could, you know, was throwing people's feet 3 yards away. And
18 million.
Big numbers. They're hungry for football out there. See what kind of numbers tonight gets.
It'll be a lot more than those numbers.
Yep.
Right?
I would think it'd be big. But those are really 18 million's big.
Hey, listen, big number. Once again, it's a reminder. I believe Miami had the highest rated games in the ACC because that's part of the new makeup of
I think
money.
They did last season, yes.
Yes.
And they got it in week one. Very, very close margin, though. FSU did pretty well as well.
Oh, you're right. They did.
Yeah, it was like FSU, Alabama, 10.7 there. So,
and by the way, that was I. When you beat somebody like that, is that an upset? I mean, they pounded them.
I stormed the field.
Yeah, what'd that have to do? I don't care about storming the field. I said they pounded them in the game.
You only storm the field or the court when it's an upset, right? I mean, kind of how it works.
That's true. I guess if you're used to win, like Alabama, when Saban was there, they're leaving in the fourth quarter going, we win again. Let's go get drunk.
Act like you've been there before, right?
All right. Gotcha.
All right. The NBA, Joe, looks like they are finalizing a USA versus the world format for the 2026 All-Star game, which will be on NBC.
Really good move.
I don't know how much that will distract from the current I don't think you have players getting investigated for point shaving. You have owners getting investigated for cheating. You have Charles Barkley taking aim at all these networks for screwing the fans. So the NBA's got their fair share of problems.
What did Barkley say? I didn't see Barkley stuff.
Oh, Barkley teed off on the NBA, and you know they have no idea when their show's going to be on. The fans are getting screwed because they're not going to be able to find the game.
By the way, it is kind of weird. Why would ESPN not be pumping up those guys on that show?
I don't know, man. The same reason they put commercials in Red Zone, because they ruin everything. I don't know.
Like, listen, all your NBA people on ESPN, all of them take a back seat to that show every day. There's a reason they change that show every week.
Yeah.
Every.
I'm not telling them that about Stephen A. Smith, though. I'm guessing they...
He's not.
They think he's the big dog. Yeah,
I bet he's trying to work his way onto the Barkley Shaq show right now.
Yeah, right. All right, Joe. Two more for you here. First one, we have a Kobe Bryant jersey that is coming up for auction here. This is. How about this for an investment? Somebody bought this jersey, Joe. This is the first number 24 jersey that Kobe ever wore. So it was back in November 2006, the first time he ever, you know, he switched from eight to. So this jersey sold on eBay within a few weeks of the game back again in 2006 for $10,875.
Okay.
Fast forward now, we're about, 20 years later, give or take?
$3 million.
They expect it to go over $1 million.
Wow.
Not bad for an investment.
Oh, man,
there.
Never thought jerseys and cards.
Game-worn jerseys, man.
Friggin' dollars, ever. Yeah. Ever saw that coming?
Pretty crazy, right? It's even crazier that someone get that for 10 grand. Like a game worn Kobe jersey with like significance like that.
Yeah.
And it's signed, it says like it's inscribed on it. Pretty
crazy.
Cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. And our final one here, Joe, this was big news here. Uber is going to now be accepting cash as a payment for riders. I know this has been a big thing for you here. You like to pay in cash. You like to circumvent the
system. I don't want to go through that, but when I do get a good Uber driver and they offer, I do grab their number. Yes, as long as they're good and I like their car.
Now, this is only for riders who have been verified by Uber, meaning their account information has been referenced against a third-party database, and you have to put a selfie photo in there as well. Those will be the only people that can pay cash to these drivers. They cannot accept payment between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m.
So overnight, though. A little shaky.
Shady
out there.
A lot of the drivers have come out here and said that they don't feel particularly comfortable with this.
I could see that.
For obvious reasons, I would think this is probably a bad idea for them.
Give me your money now.
Yeah, I mean, like
that could be a problem. Yeah.
This Uber carries cash. I mean, like, come on. Yeah, you know,
right. Like, lots of it.
A sign on it.
Lots of it. I'll be in your neighborhood soon. That's crazy.
Yeah. So
I'm still a cash guy.
I know you're a cash guy. We had people send us this story on Twitter. They were so excited for you. They, by the way, when I saw this yesterday, it was the first thing I thought it was you.
Man, and less things are taking cash. Very frustrating out there.
Yeah. You still use it, though. You're clinging to it.
You know, I got the cards, that. Man. I just, you're not a rewards I get the cards. Guy, yeah. I know. I just, she's into all of it. And I just, just give me cash. I know there's no payment after I pay.
What do you do with the coins after you pay? Like, if you go to your Dunkin' in the morning, I mean, I assume you just tell them to just keep whatever, but
yeah.
If you were to get coins back, what do you do with them? Do you keep them in the cup holder of your car? Like, what do you do with them?
I don't know. They end up in the house, but I don't know.
Do you have a piggy bank somewhere?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Bank? Like,
you're right. I don't.
Do you go to Publix and dump them in that machine?
No,
spits out, you know, cash.
There's change somewhere, but I don't carry change around.
All right. Someone said it's pretty stupid now. Uber drivers getting robbed. Yeah, I don't like this, to be quite honest.
I would think some. I know what you're thinking. Bigger tip, even, right? Hey, got to look at the guy. So you want to, you know, like think he might get a bigger tip than, but at the same time, give me your money. Give me your money. That's all I'm gonna think is give me your money now.
We're gonna do like a story on this in a few weeks. Robberies up 100%.
Yeah, Uber might want to think more. I think about it in the last 20 seconds. They might want to think about this one a little bit. That doesn't sound like a great idea. But if I know the guy and he's really good, and I go, hey, do you work on the side? He goes, he turns it off. He goes, yes, I do. I do use him, Woody. Mm. You know, there's Uber people and there's Uber that like private clients.
I think they have car services for that, though.
Better private client when they got a nice car, nice clean car.
Stay safe out there to all of our drivers, man.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't know if I
when's this thing kicking in, Woody? That was a crazy story.
I guess they're doing it. It says they're doing it in some test markets here.
Well, like in the Midwest somewhere, in little towns or something?
Well, they probably got to warm it up before they get into places like Miami. Because I feel like Miami is where South Florida probably in general.
That's just a matter of time.
Things could. We're big on those nightclub robberies, right? Isn't that's what we're known for. The guy goes out and wears the fancy watch.
No, we're you know hotel. What? We are number one, I heard. We are number one at our girls drugging up guys.
We're number one.
Yeah. And getting them in their hotel room. They pass out.
Yeah.
They end up not getting the sex because they pass out before the sex. And then the girls take their stuff and bolt, take off.
So it's a win-win for the
And the guys can't say anything because they're married. In another market, they are married. They have to just take the hit. That's a nightmare right there.
Vegas is a close second, but
we're good though. We've had a lot of people drugged up here. Remember our running back? But that dumbass, he left the girls in his bed. He went to work out. Yeah, Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah,
I gotta be careful saying that because he's a fighter. He's a badass too. All I need is him to catch me on the chin and send me into another world, Woody. Hey, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up here, man. Kim Bocamper is going to join us a little bit later on. Bo will be in. Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider, will be in. Atlantic Men's Clinic is always in. And, folks, if you're going through ED and low T, not folks, guys out there, I want to tell you, man, nothing to be embarrassed about. It's going to happen to everybody. Low T and then ED. Starts with low T. You're tired all the time, moody, foggy, not sleeping well, all signs of a bad case of low T. Then on top of that, ED, and you're going, no, not this. Oh, no, not. Now my sex drive was hit and miss, and now it's completely gone. Oh, boy, I got a problem here. Well, listen, I got good news about low T and ED. First of all, every man's going to have it at some point in their life. Some guys, 40s, 50s, 60s, it's going to happen. But it sure is nice to have Atlantic Men's Clinic because you're going to get great results. You really are. I got great results, and I was full-blown ED and low T. It couldn't have been any worse. I got the T, the PSA test done, met with their professionals. They put me on a program, and real quickly, Then a couple of weeks, my energy felt great. My sex drive was back. I just was like, wow, I feel a lot younger again. Chasing that wife around. She's running from me. It was beautiful, man. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, including the Hollywood location. If you're going through it, I know guys don't go around talking about this. This is something we're embarrassed to talk about. Call them today, 877-455-7300. And just so, is Joe Roseman here? And they're going, yes, he does come. He's an Atlantic Men's Clinic client. 877-455-7300. Go down, get on the program, get great results, start feeling younger, start feeling good again. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information.